Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by Kobe Prettyman. Not talking about Utah foster care today, though. Bit of a change from when we normally have you in, but it's nice to have you in here wearing a different hat. So Kobe, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me today.
And we're going to be talking about Carbon High School. Their marching band is doing a fundraiser yard sale. Now, of course, they've been selected to go to Washington, D.C. to perform at that Veterans Memorial, something that made waves across the area because it's such an honor to be invited. But, of course, with any trip, cost is associated. So this is a way you guys are trying to help kind of offset that cost. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they've had some regulations on what kids can do, and they don't want them taking a lot of cash in hand. So they want to have systems where they can come and pay online and things like that, and then they'll funnel it to the kids. So there's going to be multiple families there with multiple different things for people to come and purchase. I've heard rumors that there's going to be some homemade goodies and different items, including your normal yard sale things like, you know, clothes, toys, furniture, those kinds of things. But there should be several different families, and so it's a great opportunity to come out and support and find something that's worth having. You always find good deals at yard sales, right? And so this is a great one to support and help these kids get to Washington, D.C. The district has paid for some of the money for them to go, which is really helpful, but it's still quite a bit for kids to go on the trip that they have to contribute on their own. So any support is welcomed.
And you know, this is an experience that these kids are going to cherish for the rest of their lives. Everyone talks about the different marching bands from across the Castle Country. They got to play at Disneyland, got to play at the Calgary Stampede. And this is a chance for this new generation of marching band students to get involved in this fundraiser yard sale for the Carbon High School Marching Band. Is coming up on Friday, May 30th. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in the CHS parking lot. Now, Kobe, are you going to, do you have anything you want to sell? Are you going to make any handmade goods or what do you think from this?
My daughter's gathering some plants and things that we're going to try and sell. We're going to try and do snow cones. I've heard other people are making homemade goods. And then just like we say, all the normal kinds of things you find at a yard sale. So the kids are excited to go. They're so excited for this opportunity, and anything the community can do to help them get there is greatly appreciated.
And that's again, what I love about this area is the community support for things like this. And this is a great chance to get out and really help these kids as they make that journey to Washington, D.C., because again, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You want to help it as much as you can.
Yeah, we were so pleasantly surprised when we found out that this was an opportunity for them to be able to go in November. So
now, we've talked about it kind of from the students' perspective. They're excited to go. From a band mom perspective, what excites you most about this opportunity for the students?
Just what amazing opportunity it is for them to be able to go and see that part of the country, learn some of the history. I completely think that kids learn so much more by experiencing a place than they do by reading a textbook. I truly think my daughter will learn more from this trip than maybe she will sitting in class for half of the year. So, you know, there's so much education they'll get and just the experience and, like you say, memories that'll last them a lifetime that you can't get. You just can't buy that kind of thing for them. And so, you know, being able to go on a trip like this is just priceless for the kids.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. This is a perfect opportunity to help get these kids not only a cool experience, but an educational opportunity in there as well. Now, in addition to this fundraiser, there's a school funder campaign going on right now to help the marching band students. So if you're not necessarily into the fundraiser or the yard sale side of things, you have other options to donate to this cause.
Yeah, there's other things happening. They can go and donate online. They can look up the band page on Facebook and connect with the fundraisers that are happening there. And there's also other things that people will probably be doing throughout the summer and into the early fall to continue to raise money for the trip.
Now, Kobe, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just come out and support these kids. They work hard all year long. They really do. They practice all summer in the heat, and then they perform in the fall in the cold, and they really deserve the support. They're hardworking kids.
Yeah, come support this excellent group of kids. Help send them to Washington, D.C. at the Carbon High School Marching Band's fundraiser yard sale. Again, that's coming up on Friday, May 30th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Our guest was Kobe Prettyman. Kobe, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.